Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment transporter. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It has always been a big challenge for heavy equipment manufacturing companies to ferry the machines to place from where it has been ordered. It is not a simple task as it may sound, because here you are not dealing with the courier of a small package, but you are ferrying or hauling an item that is quite big and weighs in tons. Moreover, there is always a risk of the item getting damaged during transit. Heavy equipment, if not loaded properly, are prone to damages and also lead to unwanted accidents. Therefore, it is absolutely important to load the machines on something that is bigger in size and can move on roads with ease. This has given rise to heavy equipment transporters. It is just another form of a truck. However, the only difference here is that it is a way bigger than those normal trucks that you see on the roads, and also it looks a lot different. Ideally, heavy equipment transporter is widely used by militaries of different countries all around the world. They are used to ferry tanks, at times warplanes, and stuff from one place to the other. However, that has not restricted its use to only to military purposes, but it is used by the industry that deals with heavy equipment. So it is not just about the construction or mining industry, but basically any industry that requires big machines. For instance, a company that is into producing iron bars may also need heavy equipment, or companies that require cranes in their factories, which will also need the help of heavy equipment transporter to ferry the machine from the source to their place. There are many companies that are involved in the business of hauling or ferrying heavy equipment. It is crucial that you understand the terms and conditions before you opt for their service. Some companies may charge you a fortune in the name of excellent service. No doubt you require good service from them, but there has to be a limit in the terms of its price. You just can't pay anything that asks you in the name of good service. Therefore, you got to be a bit cautious when you are dealing with such companies and check the reviews before you finally give them your order. It is prudent on your part to get a quotation of the other companies as well, and if possible, try to see if you can negotiate the price with them. Price negotiation is always possible. It is also important to know the modes of the payment. If you have to pay them via check or cash, or do they accept credit card payment? In many cases, it has been found that companies who are in business of transporting heavy equipment like to deal in cash, not much with credit cards. This means that it needs to ensure that you have significant funds with you to pay them. And if the seller is ready to pay the transportation charge, then you need not to worry, or else got to do all your research work. Again, they also accept checks. You know, it just depends on who's hauling your equipment. You may set up an account with them, you know, if you build a rapport with them. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. And one more note, we at B&R haul heavy equipment, so if you ever need anything hauled in the Texas, Oklahoma area, give us a jingle again, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.